Hello?
Justice Fortis on 9-2.
Yeah, I know. I just told him in just a minute. You could do that. I just don't believe you could do anything but that. How are you having a good time?
Yes, sir. Getting good rest up here. And I hope you had a good birthday.
I did. Carol with you?
Yes, sir.
What are you all doing for fun?
We just sort of gardening and swimming and sort of woodwork sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Playing the violin, any?
Yes, sir. Sure am.
You got any down there that plays with anybody that plays with you? That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Hope you're feeling all right.
Pretty good. Arthur Goldberg's down. Spent the weekend with Mitch Ranch. We had a good visit. He's making progress. We got steel strike on our hands. It's going to be bad. Neither one of them will give an inch. And I don't know really how bad it's be. Do you have any feelings about it?
Well, I think there's a real danger that it'll be quite prolonged.
Who were they? Armco?
It was Armco, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Logan Johnson, just as nice man as there is. And I think that the playback that I get is not very reassuring to me in terms of the attitude of the industry.
What do they want to do?
I think they just...
test just by folding up, they're just going to get a bunch of imports.
Well, they're not very, you know, these are, I'm sure you know better than that. Steel barons haven't yet come into the 20th century. The only industry I know is what I'd say.
That's the way it acts. Abel acts pretty decent.
Yeah.
He wants as much as can, and aluminum gave him, but he can't get that much, and he's willing to take a little less. Mm-hmm. But he can't take too much less on his own job, and the other industries are giving it, and these boys, I've got them over with Connor and Wirtz, but they're not making much progress. Say, I've got a little trouble here with our friend Bress. He is shows up as the attorney for the Serview Corporation.
Oh, well, that was entirely in that litigation, not for a short period of time in the lawsuit. I don't believe he ever met Bobby Baker.
Well, was that was he negotiating for the settlement there on when the fella sued Bobby?
No, he came in after purely on the litigation, and purely pretty much pro forma. I don't think that was
Well, would he have to disqualify himself down the road?
No, sir. But,
Who paid his fee?
Well, the corporation, yeah.
Well, it's Bobby's corporation, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't believe he's dealt with Bobby. Chris, if you get the other question on that as to whether Justice Boys are going to let the U.S. Attorney in on this thing at all. Sometimes they don't, you know.
Well, I'm just thinking about might develop a lot of stories here.
I talked with him in a very careful way. I didn't raise the disqualification question because I just don't believe that it's involved.
I see Drew Pearson just cussing us out and denouncing us and saying it's awful and that,
The Brass point?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he just says that Brass sued him one time when Frank Barrett was a senator and he wrote something mean about Barrett and defeated Barrett for the Senate, and then Barrett came back sued him, and Brass made him retract it. And then withdrew the suit, and that's outrageous, and I oughtn't have hit him that way, and it's an insult to him. And they asked him, my people, how in the hell are we supposed to know that who sued him? And he said, well, we ought to know it. We thought we were smart people, and and just he's denounced it on radio and television and so forth. And I don't know when he gets hold of this, what he'll do. I didn't know it till I saw the FBI.
Yeah.
But they pointed up like a sore thumb in their name check.
Actually, I'd forgotten about it until the day before, I think, at this point, maybe a couple of days before, when I talked with Dave, and I was completely out of my head because I don't have any importance.
So you don't think we'd be subject to any criticism there? I think I just honestly say I didn't know anything about it and set his name up. And I had people investigate it, and they see that, who hired him for Serbia? One of Bobby's associates?
I think it was Tucker.
Yeah. And what service did he perform?
I think all he did was to sit in some of the depositions representing Serbia.
And that was all settled?
Yes, sir.
Now, what is their problem on the freight forwarders thing?
That seems to be the number one problem, yeah. And there's nothing that involves Serbia at all. But the freight forwarders seem to be the number one, and I haven't gotten a late countdown on the that West Coast situation.
Yeah.
The last I heard of it, those fellows were holding the
line. Yeah.
And I don't know. I because it comes up again in next month or next month. My friend is having trouble sort of day to day on it.
And your young friend over here in the other department says his stuff's all right.
That's what he told me, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go back to your vacation, and no reason why we shouldn't go on and send the name then.
That's my view, yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.